Welcome to Dub Siren Design Masterclass for Smoky Late Night Moods, Advanced Level, Ableton Live, and we're aiming squarely at drum and bass context, 172 to 176 BPM, dense breaks, heavy bass, and a siren that feels like atmosphere and tension, not a front and center EDM lead. Here's the big idea before we touch a single knob. In ENB, a dub siren is a tension device. It's call and response. It's a signpost. It tells the listener something's about to happen or we just crossed into a new chapter. And the late night version of that is all about control. Controlled pitch movement, controlled grit, controlled space, and controlled placement behind the drums. So we're going to build one rack called Late Night Dub Siren, with performance modes you can play and automate, rise, wail, stab, and alarm. Then we'll resample it the way proper DNB gets finished, perform it, print it to audio, chop the best moments and use the audio as fills, one-shots, and transitions. First, session prep. Set your project tempo around 174. Now do not design this in solo. Put a reference loop running. Kick and snare on 2 and 4, a rolling hat loop, and a sub or a bass line, even if it's a placeholder. You want the siren to be shaped against real density. If you make it sound huge in solo, it will be annoying in the mix. Late night sirens are the ones you miss when muted, not the ones you can't ignore. Step 1. Build the core siren oscillator in Waveedable. Create a new MIDI track. Load Waveedable. Set voices to 1. We want mono behavior, classic siren vibe. Turn on glide or portamento, and set the time somewhere like 80 to 160 milliseconds. That glide is part of the personality. Oscillator 1. Choose something simple and stable. Basic shapes is perfect. Get it near sine or triangle territory. Round, not buzzy. Oscillator 2 is optional, but it's a great way to add edge without adding brightness. Turn it on. Detune it just a tiny bit, like 7 to 14 cents, and keep the level low. Think of it like a halo around the main tone, not a second lead. If you're tempted to slap unison on early, keep it subtle. 2 to 4 voices, low amount, and remember, we'll manage wit later with effects so we don't destroy mono compatibility. Now step 2, the siren movement. This is the heart of the whole instrument, pitch modulation and filter modulation that feels musical. In Waveedable, take LFO1 and map it to OSC1 pitch. Use a sine shape for smooth wails or triangle if you want it more urgent. Set it synced. Classic wail rates tend to live around quarter note to half note. For alarm mode later, we'll push faster, like 8ths or 16ths. Now the amount. Don't be shy. Start around plus or minus 2 semitones, and work up to plus or minus 7. Even up to an octave can be perfect for DNB drama, as long as it's controlled in the mix. Quick coaching note, treat pitch modulation like harmony, not like a random effect. If your track is an F minor, try centering the siren on F as your root note, then use modulation ranges that land on musically useful targets. Plus or minus 7 semitones gives you that fifth energy. Plus or minus 12 gives an octave. Even with distortion and echo, the listener still feels when it belongs. Add a filter inside Waveedable. Choose LP24 for control, or one of the character filters if you want some bite. Set cutoff roughly in the 1.2 to 3K range as a starting point, and bring resonance up gently, maybe 15 to 35%. Too much resonance and you'll get that whistly cheap top that screams synth lead. We want smoky, not shrill. Now LFO2. Map it to the filter cutoff. Slower than the pitch LFO. Think half bar or one bar. Keep the amount subtle, just enough that it breathes. This gives you movement that reads as alive, but doesn't steal attention. And here's a pro workflow trick. Keep both LFOs synced so the motion lops to the grid. Then, in arrangement, you can automate the rate changes for fills without the whole thing drifting off time. Step 3. Amp envelope, so it's playable and phrase-like. Go to the amp envelope. Give it a small attack, like 5 to 20 milliseconds, to avoid clicks. Set decay somewhere like 300 to 900 milliseconds. Pull sustain down, maybe minus 6 to minus 12 dB, and set release around 200 to 600 milliseconds. The goal is, when you hit a note, it feels like a siren gesture, not like you're holding a pad. Now step 4. Grit, but not lead. Drop a saturator after Waveedable. Soft sine or analog clip are great. Drive 2 to 8 dB, then compensate the output so you're not just getting louder and thinking it sounds better. Consider turning on soft clip. It can smooth spikes and keep the siren dense. Then add auto filter after saturation. This is your tone shaping stage. LP12 is gentler, LP24 is more precise. Decide where the siren sits. If you want it tucked behind the break, roll it darker, somewhere under a couple K. If you want it more present, open it up, but still avoid that fizzy 6 to 12K range. That range is where hats live and where cheap brightness lives. Use a tiny bev envelope amount on the auto filter, if you like, 5 to 15% with a short decay, just to give the front edge a little push without becoming snappy. Step 5. The dub space. Echo and reverb, but with discipline. Add echo. Turn sync on. Choose a time that grooves in DNB. Dotted eighth is a classic, or quarter notes if you want bigger, slower throws. Feedback, 35 to 65%, and keep your hand steady here because this is where things can run away fast. Use echo's filters. Low cut around 200 to 500 Hz so your echo isn't muddying the low mids. High cut around 2.5 to 6K so it stays smoky, not splashy. Add a little modulation, 2 to 8%, for drift. If it's too clean, add a touch of character, maybe 10 to 30%. Keep dry slash wet controlled, around 15 to 35% for now, because we're going to macro it. After echo, add hybrid reverb. Choose spring for dub heritage or plate for classy haze. Set decay around 1.2 to 3.5 seconds. Predelay around 10 to 25 ms so you don't wash over the transient. And inside the reverb EQ, low cut somewhere like 250 to 600, high cut around 4 to 9k. Here's the mixing concept that will keep you out of trouble. The echo is the rhythm, the reverb is the smoke. If you max both, you lose punch and headroom instantly. In rolling DNB, you want the tail to bloom in the gaps, not sit on top of the snare. Step 6. Movement and stereo, without wrecking mono. Add chorus ensemble lightly. Mode on chorus. Amount may be 10 to 25%. Slow rate like 0.2 to 0.8 Hz. With anywhere from 70 to 120, and keep mix low, 10 to 20%. This is not a trance super saw moment. This is just air and spread. Then add utility. Set width somewhere like 80 to 120. And if you're letting any low mids through, use bass mono to keep systems happy. Extra coach note. Check mono early, not at the end. Temporarily, put a utility on your master and hit mono while the siren plays. If your siren disappears or gets facey, pull back chorus mix and width. A great trick is to keep the dry siren mostly centered, and let only the tails and returns feel wide. Tip 7. Ducking. This is non-negotiable. Option A. Sidechain compressor. Put compressor after your effects chain. Sidechain it from your snare or drum group. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 20 ms. Release 80 to 180 ms. You're aiming for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on hits. You want the siren to breathe around the snare, not mask it. Option B. Vibe tremolo duck using autopan. Set phase to 0 degrees so it's volume, not panning. Amount 20 to 45%. Rate sync to quarter or eighth. This can create a rolling pulse that suits techie DNB, but if you need clean and predictable, use the compressor. Step 8. Performance macros. This is where advanced becomes practical. Group everything into an instrument rack. Now map your macros with discipline, because mapping without setting safe ranges is how you ruin takes. Macro 1. Pitch sweep. Map it to LFO 1 amount on pitch. Set the range so minimum is subtle, like plus or minus 1 semitone, and maximum can go up to plus or minus 12 if you want big drama. Macro 2. Rate. Map it to the LFO 1 rate, synced. Range from half notes down to 16ths. This lets you switch from wail to alarm without changing the sound source. Macro 3. Filter mood. Map it to auto filter cutoff, something like 700 Hz up to 6K. This is your distance control. Darker feels further away, brighter feels closer. Macro 4. Grit. Map saturator drive from 1 dB to maybe 10 dB, but stop before it starts stealing headroom from the break. Remember, you're not trying to win loudness, you're trying to carve emotion. Macro 5. Dub echo. Map echo dry slash wet and feedback, but cap the feedback. Find where it just begins to self-oscillate, then back off 5 to 10% and make that your macro max. That one move will save you from clip city. Macro 6. Smoke. Map hybrid reverb dry slash wet from roughly 6 to 26%. Stop increasing the moment your snare loses snap. Macro 7. Width. Map chorus mix and utility width. Keep it reasonable. You can make it feel wider, but you want it to survive mono. Macro 8. Duck. Map compressor threshold, so you can dial in about 1 to 8 dB of gain reduction, depending on how busy the section is. Now add two safety devices. First, put a limiter at the end of the rack, sealing at minus 1 dB. This catches feedback spikes during performance. Second, make a panic switch. Add a utility at the very end and map its gain to a macro or button, from 0 dB down to minus infinity, or at least down to minus 24. If feedback starts screaming while you're resampling, you don't want to stop recording and lose the take. You just want to kill the siren instantly and keep going. Now step 9. Arrangement ideas that are very DNB specific. Pre-drop call. 2 or 4 bars before the drop. Automate pitch sweep upward, open the filter a bit, then push echo in the last bar, right before the drop. Hard cut the siren. That silence is part of the impact. If you leave a tiny tail, keep it filtered and short. Reload marker. 1 long wail note, then stop time. At the stop time, push feedback for a moment so the echo hangs, then cut. This is pure jungle tradition, and it still works. Between snare answers, short stabs on the offbeats, right after the snare transient. Even a few milliseconds late can feel glued. Keep the siren mid-rangey but not harsh. Darker filter settings tend to sit better here. 16 bar evolution. Bars 1 to 8. Keep it subtle. Low echo, low reverb. Bars 9 to 16. Gradually increase feedback and maybe go slightly faster on the rate. Then pull it back. The point is, the siren evolves like a living texture, not a constant look at me loop. Here's an arrangement upgrade that feels very pro. Negative space throws. Instead of playing the siren over everything, cut the dry siren at the end of a phrase and let a big echo reverb tail bloom into the gap. The tail becomes the transition. Now step 10. Resample like a DNB producer. Create an audio track called Siren Resample. Set its input to resampling. Record 2 to 5 minutes of you performing the macros. Don't overthink it. Just ride pitch sweep, rate, echo, and smoke like you're playing an instrument. Then chop the best moments into one shots, two beat fills, and long risers. Warp modes. Complex Pro can be great for long tails. Beats can be great for rhythmic stabs where you want transients to stay punchy. Once it's audio, you can go even deeper. Add Redux slightly for grit. Use EQ8 for surgical cleanup. Use a gate sidechain from drums to rhythmically slice it. A really slick move is to key the gate from a ghost hat pattern so the siren chatters in perfect sync with your rollers. And one more classic trick, print a long tail, reverse it, fade it in right into a snare hit or crash, and high pass it so it doesn't compete with your sub. Instant late night tension builder. This audio version is shortened for playback.